Hi, hello and welcome. My name is Oliver Kim and welcome to the very first episode of Talk Smart. And in this episode, I would like to give you a short introduction of what TOK is, what the theory of knowledge is. And I'd like to do that by starting off with a little mind experiment. Imagine that there is an old boat lying in a harbor. And this old boat has been not in use for some time, and it's now used as a museum boat, and so people can go and visit that boat and they can have a look at it. But very soon the owners of the boat realize, well, some of the wooden planks of the boat, they are starting to rot and decay. And of course, that's a problem because sooner or later the boat might not be usable anymore. And so they decide to replace those parts of the boat that are bad so that it's not going to sink anymore, right? So they take out those wooden parts that have started to rot and they're replacing it with new wood. And the old wood, what they do is they put it away and they put it in the storage place. And over the years, time goes by, more and more of the boat is replaced and repaired. So essentially what happens is that more and more of the boat has been replaced now with new wood, and the old wood, the rotting wood, is now all stored in this one storage place. Now here is the question, and the question is quite simple. After a couple of years, when all of the boat has been replaced and has been replaced with new wood, is it still the same boat or not? That's the question. And if you say, well, of course it's not the same boat, because all of the wood has been replaced and the boat does not have any of the original material anymore, well, then I'm going to ask you now the question, if this is the case, then how many percent of the boat do you have to replace, or can you still replace, for you to still call it the same boat? 5%? 10%? Like 49% maybe? And if it's 51% of the wood that has been replaced, then it's not the same boat anymore. What happens if exactly 50% of the boat have been replaced? Is it then still the same boat? And are we talking about the mass of the wood that has been replaced, or the total volume of the wood that has been replaced? What do the percentages even refer to? Could there be several different measures that you can use? So the question that I'm asking you right now is it still the same boat? And to make the matter a little bit more interesting, after a couple of years, people have now discovered a method and a way to use those old wooden pieces, rotten wooden pieces, they were able to restore them and they were able to recreate the boat. And now I have a question. Now, which one is now the same boat or the original? They want a recreated one. What happens if half of the wooden pieces have been removed and then you've recreated the rest using new wood? Is it then still the same boat? Or do you have two boats that are both kind of repaired? Yeah, so that is an interesting question. You're going to say, well, actually, I mean, who cares really about old boats, right? What a crazy question, what a crazy idea, who cares really? Well, then I'm going to ask you a slightly more realistic question. I mean, when you look at yourself in a mirror today, and when you look at yourself in a mirror a few months from now, are you then the same person? Now, you're going to say, of course, I'm the same person. But I'm telling you right now that you're 70% water, and this water is always exchanged. And water, you're drinking water, you're giving off water, you're sweating, you're also exhaling water. Of course, you also go to the toilet. And I'm claiming that after a couple of months, a couple of weeks maybe even, to a certain extent, you're not even the same person anymore, because the material that you were made of has been exchanged. And also your cells, the cells also renew each other, renew themselves all the time. When you eat food, then all of those nutrients, they are used to make new cells. Old cells are also broken down again. Yeah, so actually, strictly speaking, it's not only the water, but even your cells are being replaced. Are you now the same person anymore? How much percent of your body can be different for you to still be considered the same person? Or maybe you don't know about that, but a human body has around 100 trillion cells. That's a quite a large number. But there are approximately 10 to 15 times as many bacteria growing on your body and in your body than you have body cells. Actually, strictly speaking, you're made more of cells which are not part of your body. Are you now the same person? So you see, these are questions that can quite be a little bit interesting here. And as a matter of fact, in biology especially, you find many examples where the question of identity is not so clear. I mean, a starfish, for example, and by the way, also many other animals, when you cut them in half, when you cut starfish in half, then you have they will regenerate and you will have two starfish, two of them. Which one's now the original? Are they now the same? You say, well, actually, if the DNA is the same, then it's got to be the same organism, right? Well, what about identical twins, identical human twins? Nobody would say that they're the same person just because they have the same DNA or just because they look the same. So what does it even mean, the word sameness? Well, and back to the boat example, maybe the question is the wrong one. Maybe it is not a question of whether it's the same boat, but maybe it's a question of degree. Maybe we simply have to go away from a black-white way of thinking, either or, yes and no. But maybe we have to change our way of thinking, and maybe you have to look at the world that in some cases things are not just yes or no. Maybe sometimes things can be both, or there can be a gray zone where one has to draw the line somewhere in the middle. And this is what I consider so interesting about TOK, that we'll be talking about questions and issues where sometimes there are yes and no answers. Sometimes it's quite clear. And in other times, the yes and no answer depends a little bit on the context. And it depends how you see it. And in some cases, there is no clear yes and no answer, but it's a question of degree and a question of magnitude, maybe. And what I think TOK is all about, it's not so much about finding answers or finding now the correct answer. Is it now the same boat or not? You can have a long debate on that. And probably it's also a question of definition of what you mean with same. And if you just agree on the same definition, maybe you've also found the answer then. But I think in theory of knowledge in TOK, the questions are actually more interesting than the answers sometimes. It's simply a different way of looking at the world. And by looking at the world, by asking these questions, sometimes, the ordinary and the normal starts to appear a little bit strange sometimes. And I think that once we've reached that point, that we're able to see the world maybe not as normal anymore, but more as a little bit strange, then I think we've achieved quite something. And students that visited my TOK course when they went off to university, they graduated, and later on I meet them again, they often tell me they have to, they cannot look at the world in a normal way again, because they see theory of knowledge everywhere, and they start to question so many things, and they start to ask questions that normally people would probably not ask. And I think that this is, I think, the main educational goal of the theory of knowledge. Yeah, let's look at the world a little bit differently, and let's be brave to ask questions that we normally would not ask. I think, as an introduction, I would just leave it at that. And I think, I'm going to leave it up to you now to answer the question. Are you the same person now after you've listened to this first episode? Well, maybe you want to leave some comments behind. I wish you all the best, and see you around next time. Bye-bye.